And welcome back. It is 12:15, and you're listening to the Party Line Talk Show on K103.7 FM. I'm your host, Laurie Jacobs. It's MCK Friday. Today, my guests in studio are our council chiefs, Christine Zachary-Diome and Gina Deer. Welcome to the program, ladies.
Thank you,
Laurie.
So, Christine, you were very, very busy yesterday in Ottawa and this morning at the Cenotaph. Could you explain?
I'll tell you. It's not just on the past week that I can update you, but I was thinking about the past 200 years. And yesterday they commemorated Aboriginal involvement in the War of 1812, the battles of the War of 1812, which went between 1812 and 1815. And you know, Ganawaga played such a significant role in those battles, especially the Battle of Chateauguay, and that's today's anniversary, actually. And Battle of La Colle, and we were present there, I think, about 3 weeks ago at La Colle at Fort Lennox, I think is the name of the fort, along with the Prime Minister of Canada. And they were commemorating there the regiments. And Ganawaga warriors were involved, along with the Canadian Voltigeur. So the Voltigeur regiment was being honored, and the Aboriginal participants, representatives were there by invitation. And that was a very amazing event to have been called to. And then when it came to the actual Governor General's invitation to those First Nations whose people had served in the War of 1812, to commemorate them with this huge Queen's Medal. And it's a large piece. I'd say it's about 4 inches across in diameter, and it's very hefty. So that was given to the community, the communities. And so it was Kenneth McCumber and myself that represented the community at Rideau Hall, the home of the Governor General. And the Prime Minister was there as well. And so there were some welcoming addresses and acknowledgement of the contributions of Aboriginal people in this war, in the battles of this war. And I'll tell you, it was very touching to be there. I thought that it was going to be just they would come in, the Governor General and the Prime Minister, and then they'd make a few speeches and give it out. It wasn't that way. We were marshaled, first of all, into a large, large reception area, and we were told what the protocol would be. And then as we were lined up, we marched into a big hall, and there was the RCMP band and a whole bank of photographers and a lot of people in the audience already. And I don't know how people were invited to this, just as people watching this, but it was so impressive. And you walked in one by one to your designated seat, and they then made the speeches and then started calling up individual First Nation communities that had had warriors who had participated. And you know, Ganawaga is one of those communities that really gave its all in this. In particular, the Battle of Beaver Dams, which is on the Niagara Peninsula. That was a battle won entirely by Ganawaga. And Ganawaga warriors were about, I think, 200 at that battle. And the general in command was Fitzgibbon. And he's the one, there's a saying, Fitzgibbon took the credit, the honors. Ganawaga did the fighting, and Six Nations ran off with the loot. Apparently, we were very angry over this, and when we came home, we made all kinds of complaints until finally they changed the record to indicate how important it was that it was not one British soldier fired a gun during all of this. It was the Mohawks who won this battle. So it was so amazing to be there and with the Governor General presenting this medal on behalf of thanking the warriors of Ganawaga. Very significant for us. And another thing, in 1 week to have come through the honors accorded to Saint Gaudere de Gaquita, I mean, that's very significant. A Mohawk woman, a powerful woman, a prayerful woman, and then to have our warriors also recognized for something that occurred 200 years ago. And, you know, we didn't all come back from that. Warriors fell there. We lost 2 war chiefs at particular battles. So There's a list that's published in the Eastern Door that you can consult there. That's just some of the list, because there's tremendous more research that has to be done. And that has to be done through the military records. Then they're called returns, military returns. And in there is where you get the list of warriors. So I'll tell you, it was so, I was full of pride being asked to attend that, and being knowledgeable about the history about it. So it was a tremendous experience. I got a chance to talk to the Governor General this time, and we had a lot of reminiscences, and it was a very good meeting, and I think it'll be a benefit to Ganawaga.
We had Kenneth McCumber, Council Chief Kenneth McCumber, on the radio earlier this week, and he was talking about this particular, yesterday, Thursday, in Ottawa, and he was talking about a flag that he was going to be presenting on behalf of Ganawaga. So who exactly was that presented to?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, when you go to Rideau Hall or you go to government, there's a protocol in place. And so everyone who brought presents, there's a table of presents, and they're put down in advance. And we tried very hard, at least I tried very hard, to get onto the agenda to make a speech. And there were four people that made speeches from Aboriginal communities. And one was very significant and impressive, and that was Six Nations, where they showed actual replicas or actual wampums from this time period. The wampums were made by the British, not by Ungwehungwe. They were made by the British according to the style required, and it was sent to Six Nations. And they responded with another wampum to them. But that was the style of the time. You know, the governments knew how to make wampum, and they could make their thanks in that style. So that was a very impressive presentation by them. Some of them were more backbiting, the kind of thing when someone invites you to their house to recognize you and to give you a medal for your participation. I don't think it's the time to start backbiting, because we all know the drill. We all know the hard times we've been through. And when you're invited to someone's house, and Rideau Hall is the house of the Governor General and his wife, it's not the time to start burying the hatchet deep, you know. There's times for that, times to make political speeches, and I thought today was the time to remember, that day was the time to remember contributions of our people in this fight for Canada.
So yourself and Kenneth McCumber brought home the medal.
We did.
And so this morning it was awarded to the Legion, so tell us about that.
Well, it was awarded for safekeeping. To the Legion, because there is, you know, they're the people that are still standing, veterans of various theaters of war, and they keep medals on their walls. So they're setting up a place where that medal will be housed. And I'll tell you, it's hefty. As I was saying, it's solid silver. It's beautiful. And the flag itself is very touching. It's very touching because it shows for the first time that Indian allies, Aboriginal people as allies, were on an even par with the British British soldiers and Navy persons.
So you also received the flag besides the medal.
That's right.
Yeah. So can you explain what the flag looks like?
Well, the flag has a big crown on it. Then it has tomahawks symbolizing Native allies. And then they have an anchor between them. And then they have muskets. And all of the implements of war and the anchor are all on the same level right across with a superimposed crown. So everything that was given, the coin, the medal, and the flag had to be approved because it's the Queen giving this. And so it had to go through a tremendous protocol. It had to go over to heraldry. I guess she decides what medals she's giving and what flags or banners she's giving. And so it was with the Queen's permission. And so she appreciated the design.
So the design on the coin itself, is it the same design?
Yes, it has elements of the same design. I would say so. I didn't see the flip side of the coin, but there is a reproduction somewhere, yeah.